Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I held up standing.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Little Stevie Ray bringing us back. Have a great visit with our new friend Terrence Grado. He's the Director of National Estate Policy at Generation Opportunity. This is a lobbying organization of groups that advocates for the 18 to 29-year-olds. He's right in the middle of that group. He's perfectly representing his own demographic. Terrence, thanks again for hanging out with us. You want to give us the website, please?
How are you?
The website?
Thanks for having me again, Jim.
You're welcome. What's the website again, please?
GenerationOpportunity.org.
All right, so check that out, folks, and find out more about what they do. Terrence, one of the things that's been interesting, even with all of the unemployment issues going on, recently another media company, actually Charlie Rose's media company, got hit with a lawsuit by some interns who thought they should pay them minimum wage. Now, typically, as you know, Terrence, interns are paid nothing. That's the standard procedure. Now, I've had a lot of interns, and I've never not paid my interns minimum wage. I always felt like when I brought an intern in, I brought them in to do something. They didn't just answer the phone or take the garbage out or you know, run errands for me. We actually gave them jobs that contributed to the company, and so we paid them. But I did it because I wanted to. I don't think the government should make me do it because they were also getting credits. College credits for their work with me. But what do you think about this? This to me seems like it's going to hurt the whole intern process. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it does have that potential because, you know, a lot of organizations or companies or wherever you're looking to intern, you know, they may not have those resources, especially in today's economy. You know, it's the things are stretched thin. You know, when I was in college, and frankly, I'm really not that far off out of college. Yeah. Almost all of my internships, except for one, were unpaid. And, you know, I used those internships for college credit, for networking, for the experience.
Yeah, it was resume building, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, it gets your foot in the door. And, you know, it helped me greatly land my first job out of college.
Exactly.
Obviously, every college student wants to get paid, and I was happy to get an internship that get paid. But, you know, I understand that, you know, it depends on where you're going, and it depends on what their situation is. And, you know, especially in this economy, it's going to be tough to expect mandatory internship
pay. But if they start mandating that we pay interns, that's going to be the end of the intern program. Just like Terrence, the continuing increasing of minimum wages, of the minimum wage, has hurt your generation in the ability to get a job. Because if I've got to pay somebody who doesn't know anything, you know, a rate of over $7 an hour, I might just buy a kiosk instead.
Right. I understand. You know, it's an interesting issue that's being debated now. You know, but what we really need to focus on is creating jobs.
Right.
And that's really the issue that they.
What is your recommendation? What do you think should be done about that?
On the creation of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, earlier before the break, you questioned why a lot of young people still ended up voting for Barack Obama. And while a lot did, you know, there's a lot of interesting findings that we see in some of the polls that we commission and what we talk to young people about. And, you know, I'll tell you just what the majority of young people think. We found that 69% of young people, 18 to 29, think that if taxes on business profits were reduced, companies would be more likely to hire. At the same time, yeah, 65% think that the economy grows best when individuals are allowed to create businesses without government interference.
Mm-hmm.
So these are, you know, free market principles here that the majority of this demographic, which is oftentimes viewed as, you know, liberal and whatnot, I'm telling you, it's not so clear cut.
Yeah.
And yet
they didn't vote that way. Now that's what's really bizarre to me, Terrence. I mean, the fact is I believe you. I believe your polling, but yet when they went to the polls, they didn't as a generation, they didn't vote that way, did they? The majority.
They didn't. But like I had said, you know, the millennials didn't, you know, break completely from the president, but
right.
That 11-point swing, that is huge.
Yeah, that was a big
it
erosion.
It eroded greatly.
That's a heads up for the next election for the Democrats. Hey, Terrence, come back again real soon. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Jim.
GenerationOpportunity.org, ladies and gentlemen. Check that out. See what they're up to. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news, whatever you...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.